Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Recently, Sherrard FFA president and Section 3 FFA president Ann Weber was helping Lee, the state FFA officer, on a tour through our area of the state. His name is Ryan Reberts. He's the state FFA reporter. Ryan, a little bit about your time in Western Illinois recently. Talk a little bit about what you were able to accomplish, what you were able to see, and kind of your observation with it all.
Yes, sir. So the past week here, I've been in Western Illinois in Section 3. Section 3 is made up of 13 of the local schools around here, such as Orion, Sherrard, Weathersfield, Kewaunee, places like that. And so what we have been doing is going around and doing our chapter visits that we do all across the state at 325 FFA chapters that make up our state association, and then doing some leadership activities with their Green Hand members, and then even some intro to ag students who may have not joined FFA yet, but we're kind of trying to show them a little bit about our organization and what we can provide for them, and then just doing some leadership development with them with some activities that we have planned at the state level, and then just kind of getting them excited for this year in FFA.
You feel good about the FFA mission in this portion of the state? You mentioned Section 3 includes 13 schools. What about the FFA efforts here?
Oh, yeah. This past week has been amazing, meeting a lot of different students from those 13 schools, and a lot of our leadership development activities have went well at all the schools that we have visited with. And so I'm very excited for those students who have been involved in these activities that we've planned for them, and I think they've went well with the students.
Yeah, and you, I think Ann Weber was telling me basically seven members, I think, from each of the 13 schools involved in the leadership training. Can you elaborate a little bit on what goes on there?
Yeah, so they make up the Section 3 officer team, and so there's a president, vice president, reporter, secretary, treasurer, sentinel, and historian at the section level, and so they lead a lot of the local events around Section 3. So they were along with us this week as we went around to the different schools and did some things. And they also did leadership training school on Wednesday, which was an after-school program that we put on with a couple of different leadership workshops that students could attend. And then also a meal function and just being able to network with a lot of members from across the section and be able to know a couple more students from outside of their school districts as well.
Well, I know I was told you got in a combine. We're talking to you on Friday in the New Windsor area, I believe. And, of course, you hail from Byron, a Byron High School graduate, I think, up in Ogle County.
Yes.
Can you compare and contrast what the crops look like in your portion of the state compared to this portion of the state?
Yeah, so I'm the fifth-generation farmer on our farm in Byron, and we run about 850 acres of row crops. And then we also have a 115-cow dairy, and then my father and I also run hogs and cattle on a smaller scale. And we've kind of been busy right before I came down here this week on getting a lot of our high-moisture corn out of the way and done for feed for the dairy cattle. And so we've been busy with that. And then the weekend right before I was going to get down here to Section 3, we had a little bit of a rain spell, and so that kind of has kept us out of the fields for a little bit, but beans have been really dry coming out of the fields with some really good yields, and we haven't really got into corn much other than the high-moisture corn that we've been harvesting, so really excited to see what some of those yields are on some of those fields that we haven't got into yet.
Yeah, so has it been, you said not a lot of corn up in your neck of the woods as of yet, but from what you've seen in other parts of the state or heard, has there been, you know, has it been variability or has it been kind of consistent yields?
I would say from the areas that I've been in, it's been pretty comparable to each other, and I think it's been awfully consistent. I know with a lot of the variation in rain that we had this summer and not quite being on the same weather patterns, obviously from being in different geographical locations, we kind of had some differences in a lot of parts of the state, and I think honestly, I really don't think that really hurt us. I think we've had fairly well consistent crops across the state from where I've been and what I've seen.
All right, as we wrap up, I know we talk about kind of the diversity now in terms of kind of the officer team with the state FFA officer team. I heard an interview with your, I think, the president recently, right? He wasn't a traditional farm kid. That's interesting.
Yeah, so Joey actually comes from Waterloo, which is just east of St. Louis. And so the way he got into agriculture was through his local nursery and local greenhouse operation. And so it's been very diverse to kind of listen to him talk about some stories of how his SAE and how his record books expanded from that and working on a greenhouse. Since I come from traditional production agriculture, it's always interesting to have a conversation with him on some of the things that he did. And then just, you know, overall seeing the diverse areas of our entire agriculture industry across the state is always amazing to see.
All righty, Ryan Reberts, thanks for visiting the Sherrard School District in Section 3 as well, consisting of 13 FFA chapters. Thanks for your efforts with FFA.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.